This chazar is echin nishan bechachas chashag b'mem Yehuda mesech de beya daf hey. Zakt Gemara regarding the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah. Rav Shmuel both said that an egg laid on the first day may not be eaten on the second day because the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah were enacted as one long kedusha. Mara says we see that the enactment was made as one kedusha, not as 2 days out of Safik. From a Mishnah, the Mishnah says that even when Rosh Chodesh was determined by Bezdin based on witnesses, they instituted that if the witnesses arrived after the time of Mincha on the 30th day of Elul, after the Leviim had already sung the weekday shir for the afternoon Tamid, they would no longer accept the witnesses and would make the next day be Rosh Chodesh and Rosh Hashanah. This meant that there were 2 days of Rosh Hashanah that year. They would have kept the 30th day as Yom Tov in case the witnesses came at some point during the day, and they continued keeping it as Yom Tov even after the time of Mincha arrived. So we see that this was enacted as a 2 day Yom Tov, but not because of Suffolk as to which day was which was the correct day, and therefore it's one long kedusha. Rabbi said, from the time of the enactment of Yechim and Zakkai with his Bezdin, an egg laid on the first day is mutter to be eaten on the second day. After the Churban, Yechim and Zakkai again accepted witnesses, even after the time for Mincha. Abai asks, we said that Rav and Shmuel both say that it may not be eaten on the second day. Rabbi answered, that doesn't prevent Rabbi Yechim and Zakkai from arguing with them. Mar explains that Rav and Shmuel would say that they were discussing the halacha for people in Chutzlars, and Yechim and Zakkai was discussing the halacha for people in Eretz Yisrael. Rabbi Yosef said that even after the time of Rabbi Yochanan's enactment, an egg laid on the first day may not be eaten on the second day. The reason is that the original 2 day enactment was made by a number of Rabbanon, and such an enactment cannot be repealed unless another group of Rabbanon were to reverse it. Zakta Gemara. We see that this is the only way to reverse a prior enactment. From the following. Number one, the pasuk says that Hashem told Moshe after Matan Torah to tell the Yidden that they may return to their wives. Now, the Yidden were already told that they can't be with their wives for 3 days, so automatically they could return after that time. Why do they have to be specifically told to go back? We see that an enactment made must be reversed by another group, so to say. Number two, even if you say that the previous pasuk was stated to tell the Yidden to do the mitzvah of Oina, another pasuk says that after the shofar blows, the Yidden were allowed to go on to Har Sinai. Now, the pasuk already said that they may not go on the mountain for as long as the Shekhinah rested upon it. Why the need to specifically permit it later? It must be because an enactment made must be reversed by another group. And number three, even if you want to say that that only teaches the case for Daraisa, Mishnah tells how a rabbinic enactment, meaning the bringing of the fruit of the fourth year of a tree for Arla, meaning so now it's Netar Ravai to Yerushalayim, without the option to redeem it and bring the money in its place, that was reversed based on a later group of Rabbanon. So you see that it applies even for a Darabanon. Rabbi Yechanan explained, if you'll think that the egg is now mutter on the second day because Rabbi Yechanan reversed the earlier enactment, that's not accurate. Rabbi Yechanan only reversed the enactment of not accepting witnesses after Mincha. He didn't reverse the enactment of the egg being aser. Abaye asked, there was no separate enactment on eggs. The status of the egg was dependent on the enactment of accepting witnesses, and therefore it makes no sense to treat them as two different enactments. Zakti Gemara of Adon of Shalman said that even after Rabbi Yechanan's enactment, the egg is aser on the second day, because even though at this time, the 2 days are no longer based on a reason for them to be considered one long kedusha, we must be concerned that when the Beis HaMikdash is very soon built, Mehera B'Yameinu, people will not realize that the 2 days will then have the status of one long kedusha, and the egg will therefore be aser. To prevent this confusion from happening, the egg is aser on the second day of Rosh Hashanah in today's times as well. In fact, based on this concern, we should also not change the allowable time for accepting witnesses. The Gemara says only Bezdin accepts witnesses, and therefore there's no concern that a mistake will be made. Whereas the eggs, that's for everyone, for all the Hamoinam, and therefore we have to be more afraid of a mistake being made. Rava said, even after Rabbi Yochanan's enactment, the egg is also on the second day. Rabbi Yochanan only said that we accept the witnesses after the time for Mincha, which makes the day the first of Tishrei. However, Rabbi Yochanan would agree that even then, that day and the next day are treated as Yom Tov, even though it's no longer Aleph Tishrei, but it's still Yom Tov, he would say. Therefore, the egg would remain also. Rava said, we pass them like Rav in all these three cases that were mentioned. Rav said that when Shabbos and Yom Tov are on consecutive days, an egg laid on the first day is also is also on the second day. Rav allowed an egg that was laid on the first day of Yom Tov in Chutz La'aretz to be eaten on the second day of Yom Tov, and Rav said that an egg laid on the first day of Rosh Hashanah may not be eaten on the second day of Rosh Hashanah. So normally, we don't always pass him like Rav, especially when he's argued by Rabbi Yochanan. In these three cases, at Rava, we do pass him like Rav.